gon' give it to ya. What? Fuck, wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to ya. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. Let the non-stop pop out, I'm stainless steel. Go hard, getting busy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Let's Get Dangerous podcast. I am Michael, the Gayman, Graham, and with me as always...
Yuri, Fist of Fury, brother. Oh, that fucking hurts my throat, bro.
That's okay.
You know.
So we're just sitting here in the nude.
In the I'm more comfortable in the nude.
That's true. We're recording a second episode in one day today.
I look like a young Emilio Estevez in the nude.
You're a little bit more attractive than Emilio.
I don't know. Emilio's pretty good looking.
You think so? I don't see it.
Dude, one time I saw him, dude. At like a phone booth, and I was like,
"Don't do it,
Emilio!"
There it is. It's true, he was, and then I was like, "Emilio!"
Why do you look like Ted Bundy, who like attempted to do comedy?
So you know what's funny about stalking women? Sometimes they run, and sometimes you crack them in the head with a knife.
I just finished watching those, actually. I binged them like...
I love biting women. It's the weirdest thing when you're murdering and sexually assaulting a woman. It's like, you can't help but to bite them. Isn't that funny?
I don't think... Yeah, he did bite them, actually.
Yeah.
He did bite them. Yeah, I watched that shit last night. He was wild, man. That guy was definitely a narcissistic psychopath.
Oh, yeah. So we have some cool shit we're going to try out on today's episode. We're bringing in some new bits. Some new... segments that we can try.
What are we doing again?
Do we want to save them for later, or do we want to set them up now?
We'll set them up. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
All right. Until then.
So we had Brian Lee on the podcast earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good dude, man. It was. He had a lot of good stories.
He's
man.
Insightful.
Very insightful.
Yeah.
You know. It kind of, he's been in the game for like 20 years. That's crazy, dude.
And he didn't mind cracking back at you.
No, he didn't.
Which is cool.
Yeah. I say he looked like Harvey Weinstein. Oh, God. That's I think that one caught him off a little off guard.
Oh, man. That one caught me off guard.
Yeah, he's good. He was a good sport about it, though. It was fun, man.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of guests coming up, and just want to do a quick shout out to the improv class. Everybody's been
right. Yeah, apparently there's some chick there that wants to fuck everyone. I don't want to name any names.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name names.
We don't have to name names. So when she hears Should it, I? she'll be like, oh, Jess? I'm caught. Got her.
I mean, I'll sign up for the class, but you know.
You'd have fun in that class, man. We're having a blast. The way, and anybody that listens in the class, I just want to give you a quick tip of the hat and a shake of the nose, and they'll understand that reference, and you won't.
She probably looks like that fucking... I don't know what she looks like.
She's a very pretty lady, actually.
Is she?
Yeah.
She probably looks like she wears no panties to PTA meetings.
No panties to PTA meetings. That's the name of the episode right away. God, you're so good at this.
I know. But that's cool, though. You, what did you say earlier? I don't know. I don't want to say it.
Okay, I don't mind saying it.
She's in a loveless marriage. You know, because you see that sometimes. Like, if you see certain couples out or whatever, you know, they dress conservative, like, their tits aren't out, but, like, they go to other events and they dress a little bit more risque.
Yeah, like your improv class is a little bit more improv
class. I mean,
showing off them
dude.
Legs and
I think
stuff.
She just wants to, you know, work out the flirt muscles. You know, what I, mean?
I
she's
think
still,
that's what it is. Probably,
like,
yeah.
I don't think she'd fuck anybody, but I think she would maybe like
looking for a little bit of attention.
Yeah,
she's getting that confidence.
She's not getting it home.
Yeah. Aw.
Probably not.
I'll give her a hug.
I'm gonna.
You think if I gave her a hug,
I'm gonna take her out for a coffee and just talk to her. I'm just kidding. I got a girlfriend, dude. I can't do that.
You can be friendly. I'm sure Jenna would encourage you to be friendly with people.
Not if she's out there trolling for the improv class for some dong. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, she did say... She was asking about the podcast.
And I was explaining to her that this is not a child's podcast. Does she look like she
bang podcast hosts?
Look, I don't want to just come out and say yes to that.
It's okay.
But I'm saying that she might be open.
Those legs, maybe.
Got her. But then, no, I was like, it's a vulgar podcast. She's like, oh, I need a little more excitement. So then I thought I'd put it blunt, like, make sure that she knows that. I was like, there's a lot of dick talk on this podcast. She's like, I need a little bit more dick in my life, too. And I was like,
God damn it.
Okay. Like, oh, yeah. All right.
I'd have been like, all right.
Okay.
And then pointed her
at Luke Westberg. At
Luke Westberg.
Yeah. Pointed right at Luke.
I'm like, that's your man right there.
And Luke is like, yeah. He's like, I have a girlfriend.
Luke looks like he's got a type. And by type, I mean Koreans.
Shout out to our boy.
Shout out to Luce Westberg.
Steve was all, he's also a
STD dude?
He's also in the improv class. Is he? Yeah.
Does he
fucking... Will Zim, who sends us messages.
Dude, Will Zim, dude. Is it Zim or Zim?
Zim, I am.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Zim? Well, no, because if you look at his username, it says Will Zim. It's Will. It's E-M.
Yeah, well, he also goes by Bill in the class, so...
Oh, sweet dick. Oh, I'm calling him that. His name's... Will Zim's new name is Sweet Dick Willie, dude.
He's going to be a guest.
Yeah, I'm fucking stoked for him. I can't wait to have him on. We need to have him on. He's like the only guy who sends us voice messages, and I love it.
Oh, and he's
also stitched me out on my wiener size. So fuck you, Will Zim. But I can't wait to have you on.
Yeah, okay. So we also all got invited for tomorrow to like hang out at like the Glass Die.
I can't go to the Glass Die.
Why not?
I made sweet love to one who goes there often.
That doesn't mean they still go there often.
She lives right across the street.
From the oh.
Yeah.
She'll smell that beard.
Yeah. I can't
come running.
Oh yeah. Oh, she'll be coming, all right. But not on me.
But yeah, the thing about Sundays is that's the day I do the editing for our show.
Yeah.
I do all of like I clean my apartment. Like I don't do shit during the week. I do all my dishes and
yeah,
like,
dude, Sunday's usually my cleanup day.
That's where you I know, catch up with my
I
life.
Wash my dick. Fucking scrub my muffler.
Yeah.
Make sure that thing's fucking clean.
And then usually around 6-7 I like to put on a movie.
What movies? What kind of
well, you know, whatever's on really? Netflix or Hulu. Yeah, I usually find some, or I'll even rent something off of YouTube.
What?
Yeah, I'm not pirating things anymore. Oh,
can you?
Oh, your boy can.
Are you that
with
you
the money we're making from the podcast? I'm not splitting it at all. No, I wouldn't do that.
$5.30 of it.
Yeah.
We're fucking killing it, oh, dude. We're accepting sponsorships.
By the way, I'm just going to say congratulations on 1,000 plays.
Yeah, thank you.
By the time this is up, we'll have killed that.
Yeah. We would have had that already, but STD made us take off this fucking episode.
Fucking. It's cool. We'll have you back on. We'll do it. We won't.
No, we won't.
Oh, shit.
That was a good episode.
I still have it. It's a secret. It's one of our... We have like 2 secret episodes
secret
now.
Secret episodes?
Yeah.
That one had like 60 plays already.
Oh, if you go to the Anchor app and click our support link, I will send you the secret episodes because we have 2 of them.
If you want to hear the ones we
donate for
release,
$5.
Donate a couple shekels.
And they're all yours.
And I'll even send you an over-the-pants dick pic.
Oh.
Yep. In sweats.
Signed.
Gray ones.
I'm wearing gray sweats right now.
Yeah, but those... You look like...
Let me have it.
You haven't washed those sweats in 6 years.
I have not.
And you have wet dreams in them.
No, haven't you ever heard my stand-up bit about not finishing and when I have sex dreams? That's true, man. That's 100%
maybe
true.
Maybe now as an adult.
No, I've never had
you're
one. And I want one so bad.
I had a wet dream to a mermaid once.
See, I'm so
That's
jealous
a true
of that.
Fucking story. Dude.
I know. I remember you told me about it.
It was weird. I was like 10.
God, well, this is because I never fucked under a donkey. Everything's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
Oh. Did you know that song's about raping mermaids?
Is it about non-consensual?
I think so.
Mermaid relations? Hey,
something like that.
Shout out to my friend Zoe. She wants
Zoe. Zoe's the one that dresses up, right?
Mm-hmm. She does her Meredith.
I like her.
Where she plays like the aged hooker.
The aged prostitute, yes. Yeah. You know, the aged sex worker, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hilarious. I like her. She has a good accent.
She wants to know our thoughts on polyamorous relationships. Polyamorous
relationships? Yeah. Is that where you like, where you're making love to like cockatoos and.
Can be. Or parrots. You can be in love with more than one thing at a time.
Really?
And you're comfortable with
like you're marrying like redwoods and like sticking your dick in like strawberry jam jars.
That actually does. I think that goes under the pansexuality spectrum, but the polyamory is more than one partner.
I don't understand that shit. That shit's confusing to me.
Things are inanimate objects. They can't love you back, so I don't understand that. When you believe that they do, you're wrong.
Did you ever see the dude who married his Volkswagen Bug?
Yeah. I mean, it's a sexy car. I'll give him that. Yeah. It has some great curves.
It's got a small exhaust pipe, so you can stick your dick in it.
Did you, like, start it for, like, 5 minutes and get it warmed up?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, if you're putting your dick in cold steel.
That's rough.
Yeah. It's just going to get stuck.
You gotta spit on it. You gotta use some of that 530 oil on your wiener and stick it.
You gotta spray your dick with WD-40.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to save fucking fuel, use some of that fuel saver stuff. You know what I mean?
I think what Zoe was implying was multiple girlfriends and boyfriend situations, kind of like a very hippie commune thing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like people do that just to be cool now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like. It's whatever's in.
That's true. It's not for me.
When your brother and I were in high school, dude, I think we only knew of one lesbian. I'm not going to say names. Her name was Dale Sudbrock.
Okay.
But, I mean, I didn't have a problem with it, dude. She was cool as fuck. I wasn't going to pick a fight with her because she was a pretty athletic built girl, you know?
I had PE with a lesbian named Erica Graham, and she was dope as hell. And we weren't related, but she had the same last name. But we'd be like, yeah, we're totally related, and we'd high five.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when my sister was in school. Like then you had like half the soccer team was like lesbian. They were lesbian for like 3 weeks, and then they probably went to go eat pussy, and then they're like, ugh, gross, and then like they weren't lesbian anymore,
and they probably weren't even good at it.
You'd think they would be. But, you know.
Well, they're not.
Yeah. But that's cool, though. Did she try to insinuate that you and your lover? Was she? I mean, I don't know.
No.
Or she was just curious of what your guys' thoughts were on it.
Curious of our thoughts on it. Yours and mine.
Oh, of our thoughts?
If I was in a polyamorous relationship, it would be one with the girlfriend I have now, who I love a lot, Jackie,
that's
and
very
you.
Romantic.
Uriel Cisneros, my other partner.
Do you ever notice, like, I don't know how many three-ways you've been in, but...
Never a three-way, but once in a four-way. Kind of skipped three.
Was it like three other dudes, or...?
Yeah, it was four guys just fucking each other in a line.
That's cool. Was it like a fucking...
And I was the caboose. That means I'm not getting
like
fucked.
I was the
conductor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like at a fucking Philharmonic concert, dude?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
No, I mean, I was the front of the train, so I wasn't in another man.
So you were taking all the dicks.
Yes. That's what I was trying to
do. No hole left behind. Okay.
Not on this boy.
Nope.
Not on this little boy.
But
that being said,
there's always like, those get competitive.
It can be. Feel like you got something to prove.
Somebody wants to win the three-way or the, you know. Like, if it's two chicks that you're with, like, one is trying to win, like, trying to take all the dick. Yeah. While, you know, it's just competition. Friendly competition. You know what I mean? But if it's like you and your boy and you guys are, like, slamming this chick.
You guys are seesawing some poor girl.
Yeah, like...
I don't think that's what she means.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's more like you go out with one of your lovers one day, and then the next day you go out with the other, and they go out on the third day.
I mean, I'm not into that.
Yeah, I'm not either, to be
honest. But, I mean, if you can pull that off, more power to you.
Yeah. If you got that,
that's definitely something, I think, like you hear about it more nowadays, you know what I mean?
It's like a hipster thing.
I don't know if it's a hipster thing. Yeah, it probably is, but I think, like... What did I see? Dude, like the other day, there was these, what was it? This chick, I think it was in high school, I saw where like she was kissing her fucking side piece or whatever you want to call him, and then just walked away holding hands with the other guy.
See, so, that would infuriate me.
Yeah.
I'm dude, not men, like an men are competitive jelly by nature. Thing. Yeah. We're supposed to be. We're supposed to get our genetics procreated to the next thing. Like, we're supposed to ensure that our genes are the ones that get passed on.
Like, it's almost very difficult, I would say, to not be competitive. Like, if you fuck the same chick and, like, with your boy or whatever, I would find it hard to not ask.
Who was better?
Yep, or whose dick was bigger.
Well, I think you'd be able to know. Just by, you know, because if you're doing it at the same time.
I'm not staring at your wiener, though.
I would look. Saying.
Would you?
You wouldn't look?
No.
Huh.
Not that I'm against stuff like that, but just not my cup of tea, you know?
Right.
Have you ever had a three-way with another dude?
Uh-uh.
Me neither.
In the four-way, there was another dude. I won't drop any names, wiener, but... Also, I was blackout drunk, so I don't remember it clearly.
Wiener, dude? Wiener players getting it? Who was the chick?
Okay, who knows who the chicks were? Because I was focused on him.
What?
I'm all about Jose Rodriguez. Oh, God, there I go saying names again.
He's going to get so mad.
He's not. I don't think Wiener's been listening to us, to be honest. No, I don't think so
either. But I think chicks with Wiener in the room while he was banging some other chick, too.
Mm.
I don't know if that's a four-way. No, because he'd have to swap.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think we swapped. I guess it's just, I don't know what you would call that.
I call that the that's called the hoedown.
The hoedown.
Yeah. But, it's not for me. I get mad when...
I don't know if I get mad. I'm not a very jealous type. I'll be jealous when somebody fucks my old lady. You know what I mean? Like, that's not cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they're just talking.
Well, like, I don't even like it when... Well, I think it's because it's like a bunch of dudes where my girlfriend works hit on her all the time. And it makes me really mad. And I think it's more the unprofessionalism of it. Like, that really gets to me.
I think that. I could see that.
Because she's cute as hell. Like, I understand that other dudes are going to look at her. So, But that it makes it worse
Jana
for me.
Jana gets home... Like, Jana, she tells me. And Jana's, like, really good about telling me that stuff. And... letting me know when she gets macked on at work, and I just laugh, you know what I mean, like, because I can do that, because like, I think she gets hit on by a lot of patients.
Well, yeah, she's in nursing, so yeah,
and so I just laugh because some of them are hilarious. Like, there's this one black dude, and you know how older black dude talk, like they talk and stuff like that. Like,
no, I don't. Do you do the voice?
I can do an impression. Like, I wish I could do it.
Just pretend to be Chuck Berry. Just do it in his voice.
It's just like, it's like that. It's like Chuck Berry, like, hey, baby. What are you doing over there? What are you sticking that at? Oh, you hilarious, girl.
That thermometer's not going in my ass.
And he's been there a while. Like, and he's always macking on all the nurses and stuff, which I think is more playful than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not a jealous person. You know what I mean? Like, I think it rolls off my shoulder.
I wasn't. I don't know. I haven't been great about it lately. Like, mm-hmm. It's something I got to work on.
Yeah, I think I've been in relationships where they've expected me to be jealous. Mm. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
maybe that's what it was.
As long as you're not fucking any of them, then whatever.
Yeah,
that's fine with me. Like, but because I have chick friends, I have a shit ton of chick friends. Have I fucked them? Possibly at one point.
I've never met any of them.
Yeah, you have. You have, but
you never, you know, never.
And I don't date a lot of people. Like, I can count how many girls I've actually dated in my 20s, like real girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've just grown to not care on certain things, you know. And some of that shit drives girls nuts, like, because they want that attention. They want that fucking fire jealousy flown at you, so like it makes them seem like they're like they're getting to you, I think. Yeah.
I think I learned something today. Look at that. You can listen to Let's Get Dangerous, and Uriel can bust out some real gems of wisdom.
Dude, I have gems of wisdom. I've been through a lot of shit, you know? I've been through some things that some people have yet to do, and I've been fortunate to have loved a few women in my life, you know, and learned, like cunnilingus, for example. I learned how to eat pussy really good.
Do you ask questions, or because I was just naturally an all-star at it?
You get the fuck out of here!
Sorry,
you probably were eating the asshole. I was like, oh, is this where the clitoris is?
You look like you mistake the butthole for the clit.
It's like, oh, I think I found it. And I was like, oh, it tastes really gross.
I don't think I like this.
No, I think, I don't know. It's life, bro. Life experiences. Yeah. So, no on the polyamorous. Not for me. If what's her name?
Zoe,
if she likes that, then you give more power to her. I think that's great.
Not for me as well either.
You showed me pictures of her without her makeup.
Without her old lady makeup?
Yeah, dude. Oh my god, what a transformation. She does a great job.
When the stage lights and stuff, when she gets all flushed out from the lights, people think that's actually a crazy old lady.
I didn't think it was a crazy old lady, but I definitely thought she looked a lot more like that character than she does.
Yeah.
She's actually very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So, good for her.
So, that was the polyamory.
Yeah.
What else we got to talk about?
Who knows?
How was the sandwich place or Pub and Sub? Shout out.
Shout out to Pub and Sub, man. They're really good. I think they have some of the best pizza in town.
I'm reeling still from the sandwich I ate.
Was it not good?
No, it just was a lot.
You don't fuck around with the food, man.
I have the itis.
I got that itis.
I got the itis.
For those of you who don't know what the itis is, it's when...
it's when you eat too much and you get sleepy.
Yeah, I guess. I prefer itis, but some people call it a food coma, but...
That's what white people call it.
That's what white people call it.
Yeah, I have the meat sweats right now. God, I'm a fucking mess. I need to jog. Usually get
the itis with like when they eat like pork.
Hmm.
You know?
And white people usually get it at Thanksgiving when they eat their turkey and it has that like sleeping medicine in it or whatever.
White people usually get that when they eat meatloaf.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Did you ever have a meatloaf growing up?
No, my mother never cooked that shit.
Yeah, mine didn't either. My mom loved me, so.
I had it as an adult and it was all right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't it just hamburger and like ketchup and mustard?
Yeah, ketchup.
Ew.
And like, I think like onion and shit.
Ew.
You don't like onion?
I like onion fine.
You're disgusting.
The meatloaf sounds gross as hell.
You look like a guy who eats onion.
You look like a guy that has never eaten a vegetable in 30 years.
Dude, good call. You look like you dabble in microbrews.
Wait, save this. This is a sneak preview for after the break, by the way, for one of our new segments we're going to try.
Okay. Just went to Purple Bean, got ourselves a Mexi Mocha.
Mmm.
It was delicious.
I got a chai tea latte with a shot of espresso. I'm a basic man.
You see that dude at Pub and Sub who looked like he was like lying about his fishing stories?
Oh, yeah. The guy with the vest.
Yeah.
He looked like his blood pressure was so high. I don't. That's. I just have a setup for that. I don't really have a punchline at the moment.
He looks like he does have like blood pressure.
Yeah, he was bright red. Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like the kind of guy that would talk about going hunting, and he would go hunting, but he still like he does it for the sport, but he still drives like a Jeep Wrangler. Up the
like he drives up to his hunting spot.
He looks like the kind of guy that goes glamping.
What's clamping?
It's where you got your whole RV and your internet and everything. Yeah.
Then you got that guy that looked like every 80s ski villain ever.
Yeah.
He's that asshole who challenges
like
people.
His glasses were too small for his face and he's clean shaven.
Yeah.
Well, had a quarter zip sweater on and some snow pants.
Yeah.
And a beanie.
Douchey. Yeah. Pretty sure they had a Patagonia.
Quarter zip. Patagonia, man.
The white man uniform.
I hate Patagonia, but I love Sizzle. Too. Me and Jackie, after...
Oh, did you guys try it?
Yeah, we're probably going to go tonight again.
It's good, man. I think I've been there twice. That's really good.
Yeah, after
shout out to Sizzle Pie. Shout out to Pine Sizzle Street.
I've tried tagging them a couple times, but it's just their branch, so it's not really the Reno restaurant I'm getting. Yeah. But yeah, they're delicious. And every time I go to Sizzle, I go past the Patagonia and piss all over it.
I do. I took a fat old shit there once, dude. I didn't even go in there to buy anything. I just had a shit.
And left it.
And not even flushed.
Left it in the bowl, yeah.
Fuck them. It's like, they'll figure it out.
I'm like, oh, can I try one of these jackets on?
And then I shit.
And I put ranch dressing in the inside coat pockets.
Oh, dude, that's a cold-blooded motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Suck my dick, Patagonia.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sexual.
Getting fired up over here.
Is
it technically polyamory if I jack off on every sweater in Patagonia?
Because you love it so much?
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me that you, like, you've came on somebody's floor?
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's cool. I've never done that. I've always just done it on them. But I'm a gentleman, though, because then I'd be like, you wait here. I'll go get a towel. And I just use whatever shirt they were wearing and just, like, wipe it off their stomachs and stuff.
So, how much time do we have before the break?
We have 25 minutes.
Okay, so we got 5 minutes. We got about 4 minutes before the break. Okay, so I went home with this young lady last year. Not that young. She met her at a bar, so she wasn't that young. She's at least of drinking age.
What bar? Winnemucca did?
I'll let you guess. She might have been underage. I did an ID her. Mm-hmm. But then we went into her garage at the end of the night, and we had sex on her ping pong table.
He's made the sex.
We made the sex on the ping pong table and broke it.
Nice. And it's probably one of those fucking just pussy ass fucking people.
Like Walmart ping brand tables. Ping pong table. Right. There was a cat like a walking Salvation around. Army
ping pong table.
Yeah, there was a cat walking around, so I came on the floor, and just hoping that that cat would like lap it up.
That's gross, dude. You're a fucking animal.
I learned it from watching you.
No, I don't. The animal was in the room. I find it odd when animals are in the room. Like, it's weird for me. I used to have this girl I used to talk to, and she had this chihuahua that was always in there just staring, dude. I'm like, oh my god, dude, I'm gonna murder your dog. And it would just like look at me with its lustful eyes. I was like, none for you. You know? Fuck, I was so tired, dude. I was up till like 2 in the morning.
Last night?
Yeah.
So was I.
I was just...
What time did you get up? Because I got up at 9.
Like, I got up like at 7.
I slept in, yeah.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
I get up at like 4:45 every day. Bitch, so do I. Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot.
I just don't sleep in, you know.
You like to do your
I'm
day.
I'm an early bird.
Yeah. I love you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
is it break time?
Is it? Yeah, bring it in. Bring it in. No, we still got like a little bit. But it's been a pretty good Sunday, dude. It was raining like a motherfucker. Like, God was peeing everywhere. There's a winter storm coming. Yeah. Fucking, I gotta go to Wisconsin tomorrow. For those of you guys who don't know, Wisconsin was about negative 50 degrees yesterday. Or not yesterday, but like 2 days ago.
You're gonna die.
I might.
So, if you're hearing this and you want to be the new co-host, start sending in your auditions, because Uriel's going to freeze to death.
What the fuck?
Sorry, man.
At least wait till I'm not
World
here.
Keeps turning. World keeps turning, brother. World
keeps turning. The podcast waits for no one.
That's right. We still got to get dangerous. Somebody's but you have to be at least as dirty, if not dirtier, than both of us.
Oh, God.
So, good luck.
All right. Insert ad break here. Yo, thank you, Anchor.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, Anchor.
I hope they don't listen.
They don't listen.
Because then they'll fucking pull our
They don't respond to my tweets. They don't care about us. And I wish that they did.
Wow, God, I gotta burp so hard.
Ooh.
That one hurts. Maybe I threw up a little bit.
You burp like a fat woman.
That smells horrendous. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, it's like meatball subs and coffee.
You look like you wear sunglasses to pee so you can stare at other people's dicks.
This is our new segment, actually. We don't have a name for it yet, but we're just going to start today. I think we're just going to kind of roast each other.
Yeah.
And then if you want us to roast you next time we record, let us know. Send us a message, send us a picture. Yeah.
On Instagram or something.
Or just your Instagram. We'll just look at it. Yeah, we'll just look at your pictures or something.
Playfully, of course.
Oh, yeah. We mean every word of it.
You look like you own a chindo.
You ought to explain what a chindo is, because it sounds like a Pokemon.
This toy, it's like a strap-on, but for your face, it goes on your chin.
Nice.
So you can insert the chin into the vagina or butthole, and then go down on your old lady. So, you're welcome.
You look like you shop at whatever store is across from Victoria's Secret just so you can peek in the window.
You look like you buy single ply toilet paper at CVS.
You look like you sell single ply toilet paper from CVS.
You look like you pick up chicks at Planned Parenthood.
You look like you have kids that you've never met.
Oh, that hurts because it's probably a possibility.
Oh, Mom, why am I so attracted to inanimate objects? Don't worry about it, son. And then she just starts crying.
You look like you can your own jam.
Look, there's nothing wrong with making your own preservatives.
You look like you fucking make your own deodorant.
You smell like it. You look like you try to... You meet people at swap meets and, like, you guys give each other... Tuggers and behind the bushes.
There's no bushes at swap meets.
What am I thinking of? Farmers markets?
Farmers markets, yeah.
Yeah, alright, well that's where you...
You look like you sell your own art at farmers markets.
You look like you found out about cab lizards in person.
You look like you go to in-house art galleries.
Oh my God.
You look like you sell your own stuff at swap meets.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe I do. You look like you... You look like you're into body painting, but nobody comes over when you invite them.
Oh my God. You look like you say... Like you tell all your friends you can go to Burning Man, but you don't actually go to Burning Man. But every year you say that you are.
You look like a soccer coach.
You look like that fucking dad who shows up to PTA meetings hard.
I'm flipping my dick up into my belt lip so nobody sees. Oh, God, I hope they don't notice. You look like... The guy in the construction crew that's turning the stop sign to slow, like, slow and stop.
You look like the guy who takes the orders from that guy. You look like a token white guy in every Mexican construction crew.
I often am as well when I, like, deliver. Oh. God, you look like you've been beaten by a woman.
You look like that dude who fucking says that he's gonna go fucking snowshoeing every weekend.
You look like RuPaul Drag Race is your guilty pleasure.
It's a good fucking show. It's entertaining, dude. Those
fucking drags are some sassy fucking people, dude.
They work hard.
They do.
God.
You look like every fucking main character on Chris Hansen's shows.
Huh. On The Catch a Predator?
Yep.
I look like Chris Hansen.
No.
Yeah. He's the main character on that show.
You look like his guests.
Okay, I look like the pedophiles.
Yep.
All right. Well, you look like a background, like, guitarist. You look like you got that big rounded back guitar in a mariachi band. The one that's, like, folded upwards because it's so round.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're that guy.
You look like the fucking groupie who bangs that guy.
Nice. I gave you too much time to think about that one. You look like you fuck up colors by numbers.
Isn't there a name for that?
I don't know. Somebody who's colorblind, I guess? Like, or dyslexic?
It's like a dyslexic colorblind person.
Yeah.
You look like the groupie for Creed.
You just look like Creed. Like, you could be in it.
If Creed had a face, yeah. Blind is it?
Yeah. With arms wide open.
You look like you banged Chad Kroeger.
From Nickelback? Well, I thought he was a skater boy, so... Yeah.
You look like you listen to every... You listen to Skillet, the Christian rock band.
There's a Christian rock band named Skillet?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Oh, God. Let's see. You look... Oh, God, you look like you tried to move to Lake Tahoe, but they said no.
You look like you tried to move into Sun Valley, and they said no.
You look like you're from Stead.
My house is out in Stead.
Stead's not that bad.
Stead's
yeah.
Nicer than Sun Valley.
Yeah, Stead's pretty cool, actually.
You look like you were the lifeguard at Sun Valley's public pool.
You look like the kid that drowned in that pool.
Afterwards, I look bloated.
Yeah, you look like a floating corpse.
You look like... this is going to hurt. I don't know if I'm
come.
You look like Michael Phelps was your hero.
I was an Ian Thorpe guy. What's up?
I don't even know who that dude is, but... Yeah.
Australia. You look like Ryan Lochte's bag boy.
That guy parties.
The guy parties.
That guy knows how to party. I'll be his bad boy as long as he lets me hang out.
No, he doesn't. You wait in the car.
I'm the guy.
Sorry, like, you're waiting, on the clock.
Like, wait, I'm getting paid?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Ryan Lochte. You're getting paid.
Okay, cool.
That's fair. It's not a great job, though. But...
You look like the child of a couple who wears MAGA hats.
Oh, God. You look like you're the big brother of a kid that would wear Supreme t-shirts.
Like, we can't afford Supreme. Supreme t-shirts, I'm pretty sure, like $50 a pop.
You look like you put two burlap sacks on your feet and called them Yeezys.
You look like you wear New Balances for fun.
It's not for fun, it's for...
Comfort?
It's for, comfort.
That's what I've heard.
God. Let's see, how many more do you want to do? How long have we been doing this for?
I don't know, a couple minutes, we're like 9 minutes in.
Dude, we've been doing this for like 7 minutes, this is pretty good.
You look like you make weld art and post it on Craigslist.
You look like you make ice sculptures with a chainsaw. You look like you've been practicing unicycle.
You look like you make like beaded necklaces and sell them on the curb.
You look like you want to go surfing but can't swim.
Fuck. Okay. Fuck you. And that concludes.
That was where the line was. I'm sorry.
That concludes whatever the fuck we're going to call this.
I don't know. We'll think of a name, or if you got one, let us know.
Yeah.
Ah, that was fun.
Yeah. So, we got a couple new bits Mike wants to do. You want to explain it to him?
All right. So, the first one, This is actually Will Zim's idea. Shout out to Will.
Shout out to Will Zim.
It's a... Oh, my God. Okay, he calls it dating site suicide, but I was thinking we just call it straight up Catfish the Game. Because before we started recording, I took pictures of me and Uriel, and then I aged them. Like, it said it was plus 20 years, but that looked like straight up 100 years.
Dude, yeah. So there's that app. What's it called?
Oh, God. The face aging one?
Yeah, there's a face aging
app. Oh, it's called Oldify.
Oldify. You can take a picture, and it will, like, it can show you what you're going to look like in 20 years, 40 years, 60 years, etc. And I feel like they're a little excessive. I feel like I would age a lot better than that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I feel like I would look like...
My hair still look great, though. Yours hair look pretty good, too. It doesn't make you lose hair. So.
I feel like I would... When I age, I would look like Antonio Banderas in the first Zorro. I feel like that's what I would look like.
Hmm. Yeah. So anyway, what we're going to do with these oldified pictures of us... And I'll put these on the Instagram, too, so you guys can see what we're working with. We're gonna get on Our Time, the dating app, and we're gonna create
what's it called? Our Time.
Our Time. It's for a dating app for people that are 50 plus, and we're gonna talk to some local old ladies in the dating scene.
Cougars,
some
dude?
Cougs.
Nice.
And we're gonna come up with the background for a fake character of us aged, and maybe we'll do one on FarmersOnly.com too. But for the first season
the first
of this,
one we'll do it with.
We're gonna do Our Time.
Our Time.
Yeah. So.
So, are we just going to do the one?
What's our postal code? 89503?
Yeah, 89503.
Yeah, we'll just do the one for now, and we'll, like, we'll just...
I'm kind of excited. What if you get some fucking smoke shows, dude?
That'd be awesome.
And then we'll send you to go on the date with them and see what, you know, what they're about. Be like,
we're catfishing and we're not actually going out on a date.
But instead of the dates, we'll send Will Zim.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll see.
They'll be like,
this
isn't what you looked like in your pictures.
And then Will Zim bangs him, dude.
Well, I'll ask him on Wednesday if he's a team player.
I feel like it was his idea that he's got to finish through.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, we're going to make this profile. We're going to set up a date with these 50-plus-year-old ladies. Set up dates, and then we're going to, instead of us going to meet them, we're going to send our boy, Will Zim.
So I have our age as a 55-year-old man.
Solid.
Our birthday is 420, so we'll see if anybody notices that.
I don't think they would.
I don't either. What should our username be?
Sir Psycho Sexy 69.
Straight up, Sir Psycho Sexy 69.
Fuck yeah! I don't know.
That doesn't sound like an old guy's name, like an older gentleman's dating name.
Fleetwood Mac. Like Fleetwood Mac Daddy.
Fleetwood Mac Daddy. Oh, God, you're so good. knock that one out of the park. Fleetwood Mac Daddy. I can't be over 16 characters.
How many characters is that?
Over 16.
Fleetwood
Mac Dad. Maybe I can fit one more. Maybe it's only 17. Yeah, Fleetwood Mac Daddy with only one D works.
Fucking.
All right. And the password will be our regular password. And join. Invalid. How is that not a valid password? Maybe it needs a symbol. $. Password is... Okay. Please kiss me. Okay. No pressure, just tell us about you. Don't worry, you can always change it later. Great, so...
We will say that we are...
A Gulf War veteran.
Gulf War vet. I don't know if I want to do that word vets. I feel like we're like...
We don't want any false valor.
Yeah, I don't want no fake valor.
Right.
That's not cool.
Salvation Army.
What's the ones that go to countries and like help out the... Not the Salvation Army.
Let's put retired Peace Corps officer.
That's what it is, Peace Corps. Retired Peace Corps officer. And that we... let's make it sound cool. That we've world travelers. We own our own skydiving company.
Okay, I'm gonna put partial owner of a skydiving. Partial.
And that we own our own coffee shop.
Owner of skydiving company.
And then owner of our own we roast our own Colombian coffee beans.
And self roaster. And how did, self roasting, would that be the word? Self roasting coffee bean.
I don't think that's
coffee beaner, perhaps?
Whoa! One of
coffee beans?
Coffee beaner, dude? That's not what we do around here.
And self-roasting coffee aficionado.
Oh, yes, I like that. Looking to dust off.
Okay.
My dance moves.
To dust off my dance moves.
And that vagina. That's what I'd say.
Well, we're, this is,
Dude.
We're getting
girls
back in the
want to bang, dude. All right.
All right. And
that... Don't, just kidding. Don't put and vagina.
Okay. All right. Probably. Okay. Allow upload photos from gallery.
Just want to warm up these flirt muscles.
Keep going. Okay. Don't miss out on the following features. See who's flirted with you. See who's favorited you. Next.
Tell them that we run marathons.
Ew. Okay, so there's really not much for the profile, to be honest.
Really? I kind of want to say that that we were Olympic swimmers.
About the one I'm looking for. Okay. Don't have answers. Ask him. Okay. I'd just like to add. Oh, God. There's a swiping thing.
So this is... fuck. This is Tinder for old people.
This is Tinder for old people. Yeah. I'm going to swipe right. Fairies from hell. Swiping right. Joey Joss.
What are they looking like? Let me see.
Oh, I was more just reading names. Here's Chili P. What do you think of Chili P? You'd like her to be your granny.
She's gonna be fucking... I'll be stuffing my chili in her. Yo.
She looks like a teacher. That's a yearbook picture.
She looks like the lunch lady, dude.
Yeah, that's a school staff picture for sure there, though, right?
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's a school picture.
Swiping right.
Yeah.
Kathy Joe 09.
She can double scoop my sloppy Joe.
Kathy Joe looks like a granny that wants to drink some wine
with
you.
Kathy Joe looks like she bangs all the dudes.
Oh, Mona, you cool? Picture of a dog?
I'm not going to swipe right on a dog, dude.
Okay, this lady straight up looks like she sat on something sharp.
She looks like she needs to shit.
Yeah, she looks very uncomfortable.
What's her fucking name?
Sweetly Looking.
Sweetly Looking. That doesn't even make sense. We are not swiping right on you, miss.
Plus, I think that's a guy. Because, yeah, that's definitely a man.
Let me get a couple swipes.
Okay, I brought up her full picture and...
is she not bad?
No, she's bad. She's a hairy chest. You have to look closely and...
Oh, yeah, dude, that's a man.
Oh, yeah.
Like?
Do it!
No, that's a man, though. That's
Fleetwood Mac Daddy could do better than that.
I am not... I don't even know what you're going to swipe, but that is a man.
That is definitely a dude.
He is not sweetly looking.
Aw, CC Barbara.
Let me see.
61 from Carson City. She looks down as fuck.
What's her name? Barb?
Yeah, CC Barb.
I'm going to barb her.
Like a feral cat.
Like a feral cat.
Oh my god. Oh my god. She works in an office.
She
goes outdoors.
Oh yeah. I think we're going to get in with her.
Oh yeah.
And we're going to hook up you. We're going to hook you up, Will Zim, with Barb. She looks good, dude. For 61,
she doesn't look bad,
yeah. Held up nice.
Do we have any views? No views yet for us.
What do those wife boobs look like?
Oh, well, we'll have to find out.
Will Zem's gonna find out, dude.
You're gonna have to send us some white.
Will Zem's just gonna be fucking loving it with all these women.
Christine, okay, today's first match. This is Christine. We got a match. 49 from Reno.
Let me see. Did we match with her?
She matched with us, so yeah. I'm going to take a look. She only has one picture, but I want to read her profile here.
What's she about?
About.
I'm not hooking up with anybody. Oh, a little bit.
She, okay, yeah. She doesn't have anything answered on her fucking profile anyway. She's out. She's out. Get her out of here.
Will Zem deserves better.
Yeah. No, we're not interested. Susie, 48 from Reno. She looks like she's down for her.
Oh, Susie, dude.
Susie looks like a floozy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's a floozy, all right. Most Susies I know, you know. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Okay. Susie, she enjoys the outdoors. Her personality is a must for her. Oh, and yeah. Will Zem is a professional improviser.
Zem? Oh, yeah. Will Zem's going to get it.
Okay. She loves to laugh.
Oh, my God. Will Zem is in, dude.
And she's a little bit sassy. But overall, she's easygoing. And she's down to earth. So
that means she's down to five.
You know, I notice girls that say they're down to earth aren't. But anyway, I'm going to send her a flirt. Yeah. So.
Send her a flirt, dude.
Sending her a flirt.
Will Zem, I think Will Zem would like her. You think so?
And want to say hello and share what you like about Susie's profile? Yeah, sure. We can do that.
I'm liking.
Oh, you have to pay. I'm not paying money for this.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find Will Zem some strange.
Yeah. Can we, like, get messages without updating? No, we cannot. This site sucks.
God damn it.
Huh. All right, this might need to be workshopped a bit, but I'm liking the idea.
Figure it out. Me too, yeah. There was definitely some hotties.
Oof.
For my boy, Will Zem.
I love him.
We're working on it, Will. We're gonna get you some good-looking ladies here. Perhaps a soulmate of sorts.
Oh, also, if you know other sites that we should try, maybe we should try, like, Plenty of Fish.
POF? Yeah, POF's free.
OkCupid is another one.
Yeah.
We should try.
You know what we should do?
Bonzo or whatever?
Let's do something here.
BOGO?
Let's get a picture of Will Zem.
All right.
And use his pic.
And straight up just do it?
Straight up do it for him. But we'll be ones working behind the scenes.
I can just see him, like, just sitting down, chilling, listening to this, and, like, going, like, oh, fuck, what have I done? This was your idea, by the way.
This was your idea, bud. No, I definitely think, just sneak a picture of him or whatever, or, like, if he has a profile of sorts, we'll just steal it.
Oh, well, let's look at the Reno Improv Instagram and see if there's ones of him on stage.
Yep, fuck yeah. We can do that. You fucked up, Will Zem.
Now we're forcing you to find love.
Dick laid.
Yeah. All right, we've got like 6 or 7 minutes left. So yeah. Should we do some news?
Let's do some news.
Let's insert the news music.
Do, 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 do.
Not that one. This one.
Oh.
All right.
So right here. Did you hear about the Fyre Festival?
A festival of fire? No, but that sounds fucking rad.
No, dude, it was basically this fucking dude who, like, I don't know how he got this far, but he supposedly was planning this legit music festival in, like, excuse me, in, like, some fucking Caribbean island.
Hmm.
And supposedly he was going to have all these models.
You look like you're from a Caribbean island, but were kicked off. You were voted off.
I was voted off the Caribbean island?
Yeah.
I'm too light-skinned, bro. Have you ever seen those Caribbean islands?
You're right. You need a little bit of melanin.
They are very dark.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you, though.
But, yeah, dude, this guy basically, dude, it was such a fucking crazy scheme and so well thought out that, like, when people bought tickets, dude, like, fucking these huge artists were gonna be there. Kendall Jenner and like those models were gonna be, it was just fucking just this guy had everybody fooled.
Hmm.
And they caught this motherfucker.
Fuck that. Northern Nevada Moms. Who is Northern Nevada Moms?
I know, they keep liking our shit.
Yeah. Who are you? Tell me. Send us a message. You can be on the show.
Shit. whoever Pistol Pete is, reveal yourself. Yeah.
Okay, if you know who Pistol Pete is, or Pistol Pete, I know you're out there.
I love you.
First off, let me get that.
Send us a message. We know you listen to it on Anchor too. So send us a message, Pistol Pete. Yes.
Okay. So
you and Northern Nevada moms.
A couple was arrested after Tinder hookup and sex in van leads to a robbery and high-speed car chase.
I
don't know. Like, what? Let's see what it says here. It says, were they fucking while they were in a high-speed chase? Because if they did that, they were getting dangerous, my friend, because that is badass.
I've been caught a million times doing that kind of stuff and never gotten in trouble. Never even got a ticket or a warning.
Having sex while driving? Yeah. I doubt it, Playboy.
Oh, while driving? I missed that part.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, in a anyone car. Anyone could
have fucking had sex in a car. I've had sex in a car hundreds of times.
I've had sex with you in a car.
We'll edit that out.
Oh, well.
I mean, anyways, but that's pretty ballsy. I don't know. It just seems like, have you ever gotten head while driving?
No, because have you seen the inside of my car? There's that big ass divide. It just doesn't, logistically, it doesn't happen.
That fucking inside of your car is disgusting. I wouldn't want my dick out in that car at all. Your dick wouldn't.
Your dick's not allowed to be out in my car.
You know what? Just for that, it's going to be out. Okay?
Just because I said no?
Yeah, fuck that. Nobody tells
don't
me no.
Don't rape my car, Yuri.
Fuck your car.
I know. Look, I know how it dresses confidently like that for attention, but that's not what it wants.
Well, that's what I know that's what it wants.
You're disgusting.
Woman arrested for public masturbation continued to masturbate in cop car.
Let me finish. And the cop's like, I guess you're already arrested.
Dude, she was like masturbating on the fucking curb, dude. With her legs straight up in the air. Got arrested and just kept going. Would you do that? Like, dependent on...
No, because if I'm masturbating with my legs straight up in the air, I'm going to cum all over myself and I don't want to make a mess.
It's different for chicks, though. They get a different trajectory.
Yeah.
Like, when they cum and stuff.
Well, you said, would I do that? No, I'd stand up.
Well, yeah, obviously. I meant,
would you masturbate in public?
Who says I don't every day?
Because you would definitely be a registered sex offender.
Oh, fair enough. Or I'd be really sneaky.
I don't know. Have you ever done anything in the nude in public?
Besides, as far as what? Like, I mean, been outside? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, tons of times.
Dick out?
Yeah. Like, but this is just like going out to the mailbox and stuff. And like,
see, that's just like at your apartment complex?
No, not at the complex. Yeah.
Pussy.
Well, I got to go all the way down to the main office to get my mail. Everybody would see me in the block.
Exactly.
Would you do it?
I've actually streaked down Main Street in Winnemucca before.
I remember that story.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, it must have been really cold.
That's cold.
He had a 4-inch dick.
Whoa. Yeah, soft. I'm a grower, dude. All right?
Let's see. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe because
everybody's
got that fucking point where, like, if you're close, dude, to, like, coming, you're just going to finish.
The vinegar strokes.
The vinegar strokes.
Yeah. Even women have vinegar strokes, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They say if you look into another man's eyes in his vinegar stroke, you can see into his soul.
That's what I've heard.
On The League. I missed that show. That show was dope.
Such a good show. Dude, I think that's it, man. There's nothing
we've
good.
Got like a minute left. Let's wrap this bitch up. Let's put a bow on this one.
Let's put a condom on it.
Okay. Make sure you follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, follow us.
I'm making a Facebook too soon, so I'll plug
follow
that one
in. Let's Dangerous Pod, or Let's Get Dangerous Pod.
Yep.
On Instagram. What the fuck's our Twitter?
Dangerous Let's on Twitter. Send us an email at letsgetdangerouspod@gmail.com. Send us voice messages on Anchor. Cool.
Just whatever, dude. If you guys have any.
And if you have our personal Snapchats, mine, you know, just send us nudes.
Yeah.
Only if you're a wife.
No, if you guys have anything you guys would want us to cover,
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Just send us a message on whatever fucking platform or whatever. And again, we appreciate you guys listening, because without you, we have nothing. And
thanks for the first 1,000 plays. Thanks for the
first 1,000 plays. I actually didn't think we would it would get that far, if I'm being honest. You know, but that's cool, man. It shows that we're growing. And you guys can suck my dick.
That's right. Stay that's sweet. That's it.
Let's get dangerous. I'm just kidding. I don't want you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Stay sweet. Mwah.